B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Well, the base is loaded and one out.
Oh, my God.
Deep to right field. Way up there and way out of there. Second deck walk off home run. Grand slam, Bryce Harper. Wow.
That was sick.
Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie.
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 Morning show, 97.5, The Fanatic, Farzetta and Trey. I'm Bob Cooney in for Mark Farzetta, Trey Thomas, Jamie Lynch, Sam Wilson on the updates. And what a win by the Phillies
sick.
Last night. That was sick. It reminds me how young these players are, because that's Kyle. You know, you guys have met Kyle. That's like his thing. Oh, it's sick, man. Did you have fun last night? Oh, it was sick.
That was sick.
Yeah. Bryce Harper was pumped.
Yeah.
Did you jump out of your chair when you saw the swing, Trey?
I was lying in the bed, just chilling, watching, like, okay, come on, guys. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. I don't need another dud here. Yeah, I was sitting up here looking up GIFs or GIFs, I'm not sure, to put with my tweet on if this was another dud. And I was like, you know what? No, I'm not going to send this out yet. Let's wait and see how this plays out.
Positive energy.
Yeah, positive energy, positive energy. Then Bryce steps up to the plate, loads up both cheeks, and pow! Pow, pow!
Are you saying pow?
Pow!
Loads up both cheeks.
Loads up both cheeks.
Oh, my God. So Bryce pow, Harper, pow. Walk-off grand slam last night after the offense looked absolutely pitiful for seven innings. And I'm of here's what I'm thinking today, Trey.
Mm-hmm.
And I said this to Jamie in the 5 o'clock hour. So after the 11-run explosion the first night with Charlie Manuel as your hitting coach, I think that Gabe went into the clubhouse and said, don't forget, you are my team. We still want to look at pitches. We still want to get pitchers to pitch as many pitches as they can and wear them out. So for the first seven innings, they said, okay, Skip, we'll do what you say. And then Charlie, before the eighth inning, looked over, gave him a wink and a thumbs up and said, do what I tell you. And then, boom, they get six of their 10 hits in the eighth and ninth innings, all seven of their runs, and wind up getting a grand slam walk-off by the $330 million man.
Well, you know what, man? When I look at this team, and I'm about to try to pull this up real quick, I'm trying to tell you, I think with the pitching mechanics, again, this pitcher, and I was trying to get his name real
quick.
Yu Darvish.
Yeah.
He has that slow delivery. That whole long pause that it's like a delayed, all right, when is the ball coming? Bam, here it comes.
Yeah.
And we don't handle those type of pitchers well.
You've been on this, you've been on this a while.
We don't handle those type of pitchers well at all, and I'm sitting there watching, it's like, oh, man, this is not. As soon as I saw his delivery, I'm like, oh, man, this, here we go. And I'm glad, I'm like, we're going to have to hurry up and get him out of there. Because, you know, we don't handle this style of pitching. We don't handle it. And that's why I was getting ready to text right here, but it was a little late because I wanted to see, like, how much time do they have to study a pitcher's mechanics?
Yeah, I guess they. Now, Jamie was talking about this earlier this morning about Bryce and how much film work he apparently does.
Our
right?
buddy Ruin today tweeted in, and somebody else tweeted in as well. When the Cubs took out Strope, their pitcher, you saw apparently there's video of Bryce going back down into the dugout and grabbing the chart on Holland, who's coming in. Because after the game, he was like, yeah, you know, I know Tom likes to throw those inside sliders low, and I knew he liked to throw this and that, and he's like, I kind of cheated on him. So Bryce did run down to the dugout, grab the chart again to refresh himself, and was ready for it.
Yeah, so they have it available, right, Trey?
But see, but that's the thing. Now, understanding what pitch is coming, yeah, all right, but still the delivery of when it's coming out.
Right.
What I'm saying? Because that's where, because you have to time your whatever you're going to do based off of the pitcher's windup. And to me, when I watched his lineup, I'm like, oh, no, we're going to struggle with this guy. And every game, every time we've had a pitcher like that, we've struggled against him.
Yeah, that little, like, hiccup in the delivery.
Yeah, just like kind of how Nola is.
Yeah.
Where it's that long, drawn out, you don't know when the ball, oh, here comes the ball.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it could be, because at the end of the day, it's still going to be slider, curve, whatever it is that they throw.
The pitch is going to be the pitch.
Yeah, but it's the mechanics of the pitcher that I think give these batters a hard time.
Yeah, you're right about Nola. He's got like that little kick, extra kick when he's coming up. It's just a little bit of a delay. And yeah, when you only have less than a second to react to a ball and you're not knowing where it's coming from, that's got to be tough.
I tried my little stopwatch on one time on one of the pitches.
Did
it
you?
Was 0.43 seconds.
Oof.
0.43 seconds to make a decision.
It's insane.
Yeah, to make a decision in 0.43 seconds, and you have a pitcher that has this long, drawn out, delayed windup.
Yeah.
Man.
Hardest thing to do in sports?
Hardest thing to do in sports.
Without question, huh?
Hands down.
Yeah.
Other than chasing that little white ball on the course.
That's
just sitting there.
Were you out there yesterday?
You.
Yeah, I played yesterday.
I said, so Trey comes in this morning, Jamie, and I go, hey, did you hit him yesterday? He goes, yeah. And he like kind of kept walking. I said, how'd you do? He goes, I suck.
Yeah, it was awful. Me and Jake and I, we were just out there like, all right, dude. We had fun.
Sure, absolutely.
We played maybe like six holes, and we were like, all right, dude, you know. we've given enough balls away to the course. All right, let's go home.
But that's the best thing about golf.
Yeah.
You can suck at it, but it's still fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had a good time. We're laughing like, oh, man, that shot really sucked. You know?
Whose was worse, Dad? Yours or mine?
Yeah.
What are some things in life you can do that you suck at, but they're still fun? 610-632.
Golf.
But, yeah, golf, and I can think of a couple other things. But, yeah, great win by the Phillies last night. Look, I got to raise my hand in guilt. After Bryce Harper got thrown out at home plate in the eighth inning, when 5-1 ended the inning, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to get frustrated after watching 11 runs yesterday. And I turned it off. So it was 2:45 this morning. Get up, hit Twitter, and like, oh, my God, I can't believe I did it. But I did have my oldest Bobby went to the game last night, and he is a diehard. He stayed for the last pitch. He saw it.
Yeah.
So it was wild. And get on Twitter. If you didn't see it, if you didn't stick with it like me last night, get on Twitter, listen to the fans' reaction, the way it played out. Tom McCarthy with a great call. We have other great calls that we'll play for you during the day. But a sweep of the Cubs. Now you got San Diego coming in, and Trey, You've been the leader of this all year long. Mm. It ain't over yet.
No, it's not over.
It ain't over.
Uncle Charlie sat right across from us and said, look, man, you never know when a team can come together, when they get that energy. And then here we go. One of the times that this team actually put together back-to-back performances. Now, you know, you had to wait until the ninth inning for it to happen. But, hey, you know, before, they would have just, all right, you know what, let's piss on the campfire, we out of here. Even Bryce Harper parents, mom and dad.
Yeah, what, they shut out the lights and left?
Yeah, that's messed up.
Mom and dad cut the lights off, you know what, hey,
we're out.
Hey, let's go.
Let's beat this drive and go home, get some curls in.
Hey, let's go get some curls in. I got some baby oil getting warmed up, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do something wild tonight, you know, because, I mean, look at what our son doing. He just got thrown out of home. I need to feel better. Let's go get a good pump in, you know? So, you know, they turned the lights off in the suite. They, you know, hey, look, we out of here, man. We
at least leave
off
the lights on. Have somebody do it after the game.
They didn't even leave the lights on. Turn the lights off in the suite.
I think they wanted him to know that they were upset with him. They were upset with him in that eighth inning. And they said, you know what? We're out. We're out. We don't need to watch this anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Let's beat this traffic home. Let's get on out of here.
That wasn't good. But, my God, what a great win. It's funny. People are posting on Twitter, what are the best regular season wins you've seen from the Phillies recently? And people are posting, like, Roy Halladay's perfect game, Cole Hamels' no-hitter in his last start in Chicago, and this one. I'm thinking, wow, does it rank up there? Now, this could be something, and we'll get to it later on. I think it was Gabe who said, you know, this could help us for the rest of the season. This could be just the boost we need.
Yeah.
Because last night it got dangerous that if they lost the game the way they were playing through seven innings, you were saying, my God, this is that team again. 11 runs one night, 4 hits the next night, you know, back and forth. What do you say? Dud, 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 good, dud, dud, good.
Yep.
And it looked like it was going to fall back into that last night. Maybe they get a lot of goods going. That's 3 in a row, a sweep of the Cubs. Like I said, San Diego's coming in now. You know, maybe this is the start of something new. I don't know. But so the Phillies with a huge, huge win last night. I keep saying Harper got thrown out at home. It was Hoskins that got thrown out at home in the eighth
inning.
It was Hoskins. My bad. Yeah, but so they get the big win last night. And, of course, the other game that we were all attached to, your Philadelphia Eagles, Trey. Mm-hmm. You know, it starts out with bad news with Cody Kessler. Who would have thought? We thought bad news, Cody Kessler suffers a concussion. But he does early in the game, so they have to go to Clayton Thorson, who looked okay. You know, he managed the game, right?
Yeah, he came in, did his thing. You know, he had a solid game. I mean, you step into the game, you know, you're thinking like, all right, I'm just going to play the second half. And, oh, my God, the quarterback just got knocked out in the first quarter. What was that, the first drive?
I think it was the second. I know he threw 4 passes. I think it was the second drive.
Yeah, so second
drive.
Yeah, I
think it was second.
Okay, so quarterback gets knocked. All right, so, hey, everybody that wants Carson Wentz to play, please still call up. Waiting for any calls. They're waiting on all calls.
And we need a quarterback.
Oh, yeah, you need a quarterback. So what's the plan? You know,
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, Jamie, how's your shoulder? You know, Bobby? You know.
Yeah. I mean, Doug?
Doug, I don't know.
Can
Doug.
We do a player-coach thing here?
Yeah, player-coach thing. Try to get out there and get it done, get her done.
He's like Roger Dorn.
Sam Bradford, come on down. I mean,
anybody.
Josh McCown.
Sanchez.
Yeah.
You know.
Paxton Lynch do anything for you?
You know.
You got to bring people in today, right, Trey?
You got to bring somebody in.
Yeah, because here's another thing. You have another game Thursday. I'm sure they're not going to play Carson Wentz now. You can't just go in there with Clayton Thorson and something happens to him and then what? You're throwing in the Greg Wards of the team, and you can't do emergency quarterback in a preseason game for, you know, God forbid something happens early for that long.
You don't want something to happen, and you have to turn and say, "All right, Wentz."
God no, run in and put on the pads.
Like, what are we gonna do?
Yeah,
you know, like you're trying to fight to get through this, and you have to practice against Baltimore this week. You know, so hopefully Kessler is not a big issue. Maybe, you know, I don't know, but that was a big hit.
Yeah, there was a good hit. You know, Jamie said it might have been a spear. I thought it was a decent hit. I didn't think it. Anytime a quarterback though gets hit from behind and his feet totally leave the ground, like what happened to Cody Kessler last night, it doesn't usually end with good results.
Oh, well, you know, hey, that's what you do. I mean, as a DN, I would have loved to have been a DN coming in with no one blocking me.
Yeah.
And I get a good, nice, full head of steam to go and lay into a quarterback. Oh, yeah, that's,
6 foot, 200-pound quarterback? Sure.
Yeah, thank you. We should run this blitz more often because they had no idea what to do there.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll get into that because that specific play we have to get into with your expertise, Trey, about what might have happened there, what maybe didn't happen there. There were some positive signs through the Eagles last night, I thought. Miles Sanders, I thought, ran the ball really well. Misdirection stuff, you know, play was supposed to go one way. He didn't see it, brought it back another. I thought he looked pretty good last night. Boston Scott didn't look bad to me. He's got good feet. I like the way what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Hall, right? That's you like him a lot, right, Trey?
Oh yeah. He definitely looked good. You know, there were when you talk about the running game, there was a lot of miscommunication, even with all right, back, which way are we going? You know, there was one time when Jordan Howard, hold on, let me make sure I'm getting there. Yeah, Jordan Howard, I think, was in the backfield, and it was kind of like it was when he fell on the ground and he was slamming his hand on the ground.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
It wasn't because he slipped. It was because, you know, the play was called, and it was kind of like in the backfield, like, all right, here you go.
Right.
It was a
so you think
there
was
a mishandled
off at that.
Yeah, I think okay. It was more of a frustration of, dang, I knew the play, but it went the wrong way.
Right, right.
You know, you made it work.
The announcers were saying he slipped, but you could tell he didn't slip. So you think there was a miscommunication?
There was definitely a miscommunication in the backfield that was messed up on, but it's cool.
Yeah. So there were some bright spots for the Eagles last night. The big. You know, if you're going to say black eye is that Cody Kessler did get hurt. Now you're worried about the offensive line. What quarterbacks can you put back there? Are they going to get hurt? It's ruling the day, and we can see why.
Lane Johnson, come on down.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen because they already said it's not. So one more, air quote, meaningful preseason game. You had some veterans that played last night, and the ones that did, they showed up pretty good. We'll talk about that when we come back. And, of course, the Phillies, unbelievable. Bryce Harper, walk off grand slam. Well, we're going to play that audio all morning long. So lots of Eagles talk, lots of Phillies talk, and we'll throw out some questions out there that's going to make you scratch your head and think. 610-632-0975. Time at the Fanatic is 6:11.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So I'm a loser, as you guys already know, but I turned off the Phillies last night in the eighth inning.
Yeah, Bobby!
Not good. Was I the only one? I mean, it's odd that you came in today, Jame, and I said, did you see it? And you said, yeah. Because, you know, you got the new baby, all that stuff.
I had
sleep is limited, but you were up for it.
I had baby put-down duty last night, so I was up.
Yeah.
So, it was good. I mean, unbelievable. I'm jacked out of my mind about that. That, you know, you said in the opening segment, best regular season win since, like, that's up there.
It is. And for what it could mean to this team moving forward, it absolutely is.
I mean, this could be a point. I'm sure Trey's been on a team where you have these kind of points, you know, like... It's almost like the Torrey Smith catch off the knee versus the Falcons before half. And, like, something that happens like that where the team just goes, like, you start to believe you have something magical.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, magic. Wow. And maybe. Maybe when they look back and they go, wow, that grand slam was really a turning point for us.
Yeah, the 63-yarder. Against the Giants. Yeah.
That won the season to me. That changed everything.
But it was the third game of the season. You know,
I know
what I mean? But I hear you because you're 1-2 then. Oh, man, that's horrible.
But remember Carson was like, oh, Jake, I'll give you a game check if you go out and win there.
Yeah.
Like that stuff brings you together as a team. And maybe the magic fairy dust is floating down in the vents of the locker room now. I don't know.
Yeah, you know who brought it? Charlie Manuel.
Yeah, that's right.
It's his fairy dust. This is his team.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
It's not his team yet, man.
This is still Gabe's team.
Yeah.
Still Gabe's team.
They were Gabe's team for the first seven innings last night.
Gabe is the manager. No, they were.
And then they became Charlie's team in the eighth and the ninth.
I don't think so.
Gabe Haight's got to get out of here, Bob.
Yeah, come on, Bobby. Don't be like that, Bobby. Come on, man. Now, whose team it was? It was
you Darvish's team.
Yeah, it was you Darvish's team. It was Darvish's team until they got him out of there after that seventh inning. Because, I mean, my God, man, he was not having it.
No. And Bryce Harper looked horrible in earlier at bats in the night before hitting the grand slam in the bottom of the ninth that won the game 7-5 for the Phillies. If you haven't seen it, get on Twitter, get somewhere, check it out, and we're going to play the calls all day long. But this could be it. This could be just the boost they needed. This could be the spot where you say, you know what? They got to that wild card because Bryce Harper hitting that grand slam against the Cubs in that ninth inning.
I know I've been calling for it. A lot of people have been calling for it. You kept saying, like, all year I've been saying, the Bryce Harper hot streak's going to come. The Bryce Harper hot streak's going to come. He's going to carry this team. He's going to do it. Looks like maybe he could be doing it. This is the first prolonged streak now. I think over the last last 11 games, he has 6 home runs. I mean, he's on pace now for like 34 on the year. This could be it.
Hey, that's all I'm saying is he stepped up to the plate, loaded up both cheeks. Pow, pow! Look at that. Look at that. Look at it fly! I'm glad it wasn't a fart.
And I love the way he sprinted around the base pass.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. He couldn't wait to get home to the home plate and celebrate.
Yeah.
And his and Sam, do we have that queued up? Do we have it queued
up? And then he looked up for his parents. He's looking up for his parents. Oh, my parents must be excited. Oh, they're not there.
Yeah, he's thinking Macho Man's gonna be on the front row, like going nuts.
Yeah, he's thinking dad is gonna be flexing.
Yeah.
What?
That's my son!
That's my son!
Yeah! And he looks up and...
Oh, the lights are off. Damn, parents.
All right. Yeah. So here is Bryce Harper after one of the greatest moments of his baseball life, he said, after he gave the Phillies a 7-5 win last night.
That was sick. Wow. I don't even know. I mean, that was awesome. Oh, my gosh. I saw my parents' lights are off in the suite right now, so they probably didn't see that. So thanks, Mom and Dad. Appreciate it.
So... Could you imagine? All right, Trey, you're at a game. Tristan's playing in a, you know, whatever, Major League Baseball. And you and Rose are there, and the game sucks. And you guys are like, you know what? We're done with this. You turn the lights out in the suite. You're in the car.
No, never.
And I'm you like, hear it. I know like, you wouldn't leave.
I'm like Ethel and Crane, man. My parents, you know, they never leave the game. Stay there from the rooter to the tutor. See the beginning and the end. And the Alpha and the Omega.
I wonder where they were. I wonder what happened. Did they go to another suite? Were they still in the building?
There was a game I saw with my dad. I think it was a Temple LSU, like 10 years ago, and Temple was down. LSU was killing them all game. Temple had this incredible comeback and won on like a buzzer beater. And my dad and I had left early, and we were listening to it on the radio on the way home.
Oh.
And it was just that moment. We looked at each other and we're like, we should never do that again.
Yeah. Yeah,
because
that's bad.
That's why you love sports.
Yeah, man.
Like, that last night is why sports are a release valve for everybody.
I still remember it like it was yesterday. Sunday afternoon, Eagles at Giants. I think the Sixers had lost poorly the day before, and the Eagles were losing to the Giants late in the game, and I walked out of the living room, and I was walking in the little hallway to the kitchen, and I literally was kicking my feet, saying, this weekend sucks. You know, Sixers lost, Eagles are losing to the Giants, and then the first ever miracle at the Meadowlands happened, and I swear to you, I can hear my dad still saying, oh my God! Oh my God, Herman Edwards! Like, it was, I swear to God, it's still in the front of my mind. Yeah. So, and Jamie, you brought this up. Let's hit it. If there was a game out there, I don't care if it was your kid, if it was just a little league game you were at, or whether it was one of the majors, were you ever at a game or watching a game, whatever it may be, and you turned off the lights or walked out of the arena, and then something spectacular happened? 610-632-0975.
I woke up to a couple texts from some buddies saying they left early last night, and they were none too pleased with themselves.
Yeah. I can imagine.
Be a fan. If you're going to be a fan all the way.
I mean, that was one of the most exciting regular season moments at Citizens Bank Park ever.
But even Ron told Sherry, like, look here. Hey, man, we ain't staying for this. Let's go. Turn these lights out, baby.
Man,
let's go.
That's wild.
I'm going to go get me a quick pump in. Let's go get some squats.
Yeah, they might have been in the weight room when it happened.
Go get some squats, baby. Yeah. You know, I'm feeling it right now.
So let us know. Is there a sporting event that you either left early or turned off and something spectacular happened? 610-632-0975.
Sure, we can find some FanFest tickets for people if they share their stories.
You know I love giving out FanFest tickets.
I mean, we're
tickets.
Like,
I think
what?
I still have about 100 in my car.
8 days away?
8 days away.
8 days
Wait
away.
Tomorrow,
let's whore ourselves out here, Bobby.
Best day of the year. Are you and Andrew on
10
before?
To 12 on site? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And then you'll come out and meet all your fans.
Yeah,
it's like the Beatles. You should see this, Trey. When Jamie comes out of FanFest, it's like Paul McCartney walking, and the fans just whoa.
That's ridiculous.
I was there last year. I witnessed it last year.
Oh, it's crazy,
that was
isn't
my
it?
First FanFest.
Yeah,
it's crazy the way they.
And
just
then he joined shortly after.
Go to you. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, so, all right, so we got the Phillies last night, but also there was another game in town, and guess what? Today is a Football Friday. Football Friday on the Fanatic is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law. The power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over 2 decades helping our community. So we did have a football game also last night. You had some regulars, Trey. How about that? Brandon Graham went up. Malcolm Jenkins goes up to Doug and says, you know, I want to play. I need to get some reps in. What did you see of those two guys? And then overall, what did you see?
I thought that was cool for them to say, all right, you know what? I need to get in here and get some reps. You know, as a defensive guy, you know that, all right, you want to get in there and get some live contact. I think Malcolm Jenkins went in there and he had a really good game. He went out there and made a couple big plays.
He was everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Malcolm Jenkins, you know, just doing his thing. I thought I saw a couple good rushes out of Brandon Graham. He didn't really get to the quarterback, but a couple times they were double-teaming him. I thought Vinnie Curry had a couple good rushes. There was one time when he slipped and got there and just pulled the quarter, just did miss pulling the quarterback down in time. And also, too, he got held really bad on one play, but I think the referees were just like, all right, we're just going to let this go.
Yeah.
But, you know, I thought that, you know, as a unit, when you're looking at stuff, there, of course, with it being a preseason game, there was some good, there was some bad. I thought Wisniewski, again, was not one of his best performances. When you have a center, especially a veteran center, that's too many fumbled snaps.
Yeah.
You know, he had too many snaps that are on the ground or off to the side or whatever, you know, where the quarterback is picking the ball up off the ground. You can't have that because that throws off the timing of the play. I think on one of those plays, it was a fumble snap, and they were in gun, so the snap was bad, and it was down towards the end zone. So
right,
I think
right.
Thorson. Thorson was in there at the time. And, you know, and now on that particular play, you had Dillard. Matt Pryor, they got beat with a TE. I mean, they would be clean on a TE. So, you know, of course, the fumble snap may have helped them on that because the end came through clean on that.
Right.
And, you know, he ended up being able
throwing
to get
it away to the right.
Ball away,
yeah.
But, you know, you get beat on the game. I know everybody looks at it, and I think at first everybody like, oh, Dillard missed the block on that first sack that put Kessner out. But it was a dual read, you know, and on dual reads.
So, all right, just describe, be Andre Dillard on that and tell people exactly what you mean by the dual read.
So on a dual read, you know, all right, so the center is going to point to the linebacker on the right. So it's usually you have two linebackers that are right there in the middle. So when the back, if the back was in the backfield, the running back has a dual read where he's going to take either one or two, both of those linebackers, whichever one comes, or he's going to have a linebacker and a guy that's outside. Well, since the running back was going in motion which became an empty backfield, so now that makes Dillard where he's on a dual read. So the hand signal is usually like that hang loose, you know,
right.
Little hand signal. And you say, all right, I have a dual read here where it's saying I have the end, and if that linebacker comes, I have to come back down for the linebacker. What you have to do in a dual read, though, you have to set the end to make the end go upfield, and then you kick back in. Now, when you kick back in, you have to kick back in with force. You can't
right.
just sit there and just kind of nuzzle up and like, all right, I'm just going to kind of get in there. That's where you see the practices that are physical are affecting the way these guys are playing at times.
Oh, how about that?
So, because on that play, you saw him kind of just nuzzle in and kind of like, all right, I'm just
here.
I'm just down in here. But these linebackers are coming; they're not stopping.
Yeah.
So you know you have to come back down with force, but you still have to set the end a little bit and then come back down there because it's not like the linebacker was lined up right there on the line of scrimmage. You know, because now if the linebacker was lined up on the line of scrimmage, then now you just say, all right, you know what? Bump all of that. We need to slide the line right because then now I know that I have to throw hot because there's no one to block that DN.
Right.
But instead, the quarterback is expecting for at least Dillard to take a couple kicks back. You have to keep your eyes on that linebacker, but then when you come down, you got to come down with force to at least get the DN to come straight upfield. The DN looks like, I'm free. I'm coming straight to take the quarterback's head off. And
right.
that's what he did.
And that's exactly what he did. Cody Kessler goes out with a concussion. He's under concussion protocol. Anytime you see a DN or anybody come and get a quarterback from behind and the quarterback's feet totally leave the grass,
mm-hmm.
you know it's not good. And that's what happened to Kessler last night. So now the Eagles are in a little bit of a quarterback quandary where they, you know, what are you going to do? You got to sign somebody. You're going to have guys in there today. I know the team has
tweeted at Josh McCown last night. I said, what up?
Did you? Did he answer you?
No.
What's up with that?
Let's check.
Rude.
You got to check it with Garcia. Get Garcia.
Ah, Jeff Garcia. He says he can still go.
Jeff Garcia is our baby.
Doesn't he say that every year before every season? Oh, I can still go. Yeah, somebody needs me. Yeah.
T.O. can probably still go, too.
Holla at Brett Favre.
Why not?
Favre, get him out the mountains. You know, he's like, just being a mountain man.
Just make sure all the sideline reporters and cheerleaders are covered up.
See, you had to go there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Brett's horny.
Yeah. He was
a horny dude.
Yeah, sending out weed. Yeah, you know, mini me pictures.
Yeah.
Huh?
Keyword mini. Jimmy in Lehigh Valley, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Jimmy?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
So I gotta tell you guys, I've never lied to you guys. I always tell you guys when I call, I'm a 3-for-4 guy. The Phillies are the odd team out. But I watched that.
Just don't say Mets, Jimmy. Don't say Mets.
No, I'm a Yankees fan.
All right.
I watched that clip this morning. I'm a baseball fan, and that moonshot was spectacular.
It's a thing of beauty.
When I read the headline, so I knew it went out. But when I first saw it, I was like, "Oh, stay fair."
Yeah.
So I mean, that was, and to see him sprint around the bases and look like he was genuinely excited to carry the team. It makes me think that there's a turnaround coming for you guys.
It could be. Maybe this is the part of the season that we'll go back to when the Phillies get into the one playoff game and lose that wild card game. But we'll go back and look.
Here's
the thing that really sucks. So if you're going to need Aaron Nola to help get you into the playoffs, he's like, say he pitches a Saturday or Sunday.
As the great Eileen Lynch always says, Bob, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Okay. We were down on Eileen Lynch earlier this week, weren't we? Mm-hmm. For something, I forget. But, Jimmy, any chance you can make it down for FanFest?
Oh, I'm already going. I had a point about the Eagles.
What do you got on the Eagles?
Now, last night, that game, I mean, Thorson looked all right. What I saw is, does it look like Donnell Pumphrey is, like, angrier than other years? Like, he looked like he was dead. Boston Scott, I thought, looked great. But Donnell Pumphrey, when he came in, he was running people over. He looks like he wants a spot on somebody's team.
Well, I would hope so, yeah. I mean, he's running out of options. Is he
somewhere else?
Yeah, I mean, if he wants to play. The running game was actually pretty good for the Eagles last night.
Miles Sanders looked nice.
Miles Sanders looked good. Boston Scott had
jump
some good
cut
runs.
Action.
Yeah, and, you know, they were breaking back Trey. I don't know if you thought the blocking was the key to it all or if it was great, because we were talking about a play with Jordan Howard early on.
Well, yeah, I think they did a good job on the backside of the blocking because, you know, with any inside zone, that the backside of the play is extremely important. You can't give up on it. That's why you need to make sure that you get good drive on that three technique and work your way up to the linebacker. I think there was one particular play where oh my gosh, wait a minute.
Hold on. Trey's all choked up.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
He's getting emotional.
Get back in. So, you know, where you come in, you had a nice drive block. You had what we usually call is a B block or whatever. You know, it's just a combination block between the guard and tackle, and you work your way up to the linebacker. But you had the tight end coming back in motion, and he cut the defensive end, which allowed for that cutback. You know, the way you look at it is, think back to when Elway and them went to the Super Bowl with Terrell Davis.
Right.
Where everything was cutback, where it showed front side and then bam, you hit the cutback side.
Yeah, I think
the
he
backside.
Had 2,000 yards that year.
Yeah, and the cutback is always there. You know, if you
Terrell
can cut
Davis
that three
was the real reason.
Oh, yeah,
he
man.
Was a beast.
Yeah, so, you know, anytime you can control the backside of that play with the inside zone, then now you got something because, you know, there's no one else there.
Yeah. Terrell Davis, I think he went over 200 yards against the Eagles when they played him.
I think you're right.
In Denver, it was ugly.
My rookie year. Yeah. It was
awful. you were playing that.
Oh, that's the one where you saw Elway come out at halftime in street clothes.
Yeah, they just came out in like polos and like some shorts. Like, yeah, man, our work here is done.
I remember Davis had like two huge runs early on. I'm sure, Jim, you can look up those game stats. But so last night, Bryce Harper, walk off grand slam. I turned it off. I'm going to be honest. I turned it off in the eighth inning. He had an out at home plate. Rhys Hoskins got thrown out at home. I turned it off, thought, oh boy, here we go again. 11 runs one night, one run the next night. This is same old Phillies. Only to wake up to knowing that Bryce Harper won the game in a grand slam. Has that happened to you? Did it happen to you last night? What was the worst time it ever happened to you that maybe you walked out, maybe you turned something off, and all of a sudden something spectacular happened and you missed it? Because that's what happened to me last night. 610-632-0975.
Terrell Davis in that game had 20 rushes, 168 yards, two touchdowns.
Did he have a real long run on there? I thought he had
a
long.
He had a 57-yarder.
Okay. I can still see
that's
that
not bad. 20 rushes for 168.
Yeah,
probably
all
in the first half, too. He might not have even carried. What was the final of that game, Jay?
41-16.
Yeah, I know it was really bad.
Yeah.
That was fun for Trey, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. Did you come out at halftime with your shorts on?
No.
They made you keep going?
Had to see it through.
Yeah, I hear you.
Bobby Hoying.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of Bobby Hoying jerseys back then. He's the savior. 610-632-0975.
He went to the Ohio State University?
Yes, he did.
Did you see the cocky move by Ohio State?
Yeah. That's funny you brought that up. Trey and I were just talking about
trying
that.
Trying to trademark the?
Yeah. V. Yeah, we're going to trademark the.
What?
Like, so what?
What?
How's that going to play out?
I mean, if you're the trademark judge, you laugh at them, right?
If you're the trademark judge.
Yeah, I don't know how
to think
play
so.
That.
I don't think anybody's ever tried to trademark something that small.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. 610-622-0975. Farzetta and Trey Show. Time at the Fanatic 640.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Viene. Batazo profundo al jardín derecho. Atrás para la bola. Se va de cuadrangular. Bryce Harper recorre las bases. Con run con las bases llenas. Los Phillies lo hacen una vez más.
No matter the language you speak. It's exciting when somebody hits a walk-off grand slam. That was courtesy of 1680 AM. Bryce Harper's grand slam in Spanish. Trey, you know some Spanish, right?
No.
What did you take?
Yo quiero Taco Bell!
What is he doing?
Somebody left a University of Miami like protein shake bottle in the office last night.
Oh, that'd be the big dog.
It's the big dog.
Absolutely.
Hey, that's the big dog, huh? And so Trey's putting a Go Noles, and he's taping it on the outside of the bottle.
Oh, my God. Well, whoever left that, if it was the big dog, he could be the tool of the week, but he's not.
Yeah, we got to give it to a whole university.
Yeah, we have to give it. We hit on it a little bit. So Ohio State University, what do they want to do, Jane?
They want to trademark the word the.
The. Yeah. So the Ohio State University.
So they're trying to trademark the. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's like one of the most commonly used words in the English language.
Probably the most commonly used word.
You had to start that sentence with the.
Yes. Exactly. So we're going to give Ohio State, the Ohio State University, the tool of the week, brought to you by Hollidge True Value and Garden Center. All plants, trees, and shrubs are now buy one, get one free at Hollidge. You love BOGO, don't you, Jane? Buy one, get one.
Buy one, get one's always good.
BOGO.
How about them trying to pull? Like, that's outrageous.
That is obnoxious.
Yeah, it's obnoxious.
It's even beyond obnoxious.
It looks good, huh?
Go Noles.
Go Noles, yeah.
We're going to have to get a picture of that, put it out on
Florida
our,
State
on
or
our...
University of Miami. I mean, the... Miami University, right? Aren't they the U?
Yeah.
The U?
Maybe they're going to be in a race with Ohio State to get that.
Tools.
Yeah, tools. So Bryce Harper hit you a grand slam last night.
He's not a tool.
He is not a tool, man. But his bat is one because he's carving people up anymore.
He's finally carrying this team.
Yes, he is. And JT Realmuto was hot and had another hit last night.
Suck on it.
But it was just a great, great win. And I had to raise my hand and put my head down to say, yeah, I turned it off.
I have a couple buddies that left the game earlier. So yeah. What they did was worse, if that makes you feel any better.
And no, it doesn't.
Okay.
It really doesn't. So I put it out there. Maybe it was last night, or what's one time that you either turned off the TV or left the game and something spectacular happened? Sam in Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Sam?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Good. Yeah, I was walking out of the Phillies game when they found out, everybody found out we got Osama bin Laden. So,
Walking out of the game when they announced it?
I was walking in my car. I started hearing USA chants. That's me and my wife. I'm like, oh, that's great. And it's my birthday. So,
that was a Sunday night, if I'm not mistaken, right, Sam?
I think it was May 1st.
Okay.
That's my birthday, yeah.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, I missed last night, too. Nothing far. It's 5-0, so.
Did you turn it off last night?
I was at the bar.
Oh.
So, yeah.
You left the bar and before it all happened, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. Sam, you coming to FanFest with us?
I'd like to.
All right. Well, hold on. I'll get you a pair of tickets. There we go. I remember that night also. Like, I think the Phillies, Egan says it was against the Mets. Wasn't it the ESPN game of the week?
Yes, it was.
It was a Sunday night game. I think Jamie Moyer pitched.
Okay.
It was a boring game.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden the buzz started to go around the stadium.
And then the USA,
chant started. That was chilling.
That was a good night for Philadelphia fans, just because we were on the national stage and we weren't throwing batteries or puking or doing anything like that.
Right.
We showed up in a good way that night.
Many times
we do, but not often is it on the national stage.
Oh, we very often look great. Preston from Hamilton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's happening, Preston?
How's it going?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
What's up?
Doing good. So I'm going to flash back last year when I was deployed to the Middle East. I was up all night.
Thanks for your service, Preston.
Oh, of course. So I'm up all night waiting for the stadium tickets, stadium series tickets, Flyers, Penguins tickets to drop. So I buy a pair of those, and then I enter in for the Eric Lindros giveaway. I get runner-up on that, so I won two more tickets. I give them to my best friend and his girlfriend. So it's me, my fiance, and then my best friend and his girlfriend. And then I ended up purchasing tickets for my fiance's sister and her husband. So we're 6 deep, 10 a.m. At the stadium game, tailgating all day. Crappy weather, cold, raining.
Right.
Had to sit through Keith Urban. I'm not a huge country fan, so that was not a good hockey experience for me, which we're a Flyers family for sure. Hockey comes first in our house. Rain's bad. We're getting killed by the Penguins. Obviously, didn't want to sit through it anymore. It's cold, windy at the link, and so we end up leaving, going into the third period. Listened to it on the radio on the way home. Then we ended up tying it, and then when we pulled up to our house, we hear that Claude Giroux scored the game winner in OT, which was probably the most upsetting hockey experience of my life. The only game I've ever left early, too. Ooh. At that.
Yeah, that's tough, especially all you went through to get the tickets.
Definitely a big investment, but bright side, we met Carter Hart the next day and got our stadium Hart jersey signed. So that was
nice.
Pretty cool.
Ah, there you go. That's a tough one, especially something that doesn't happen very often. When you have that outdoor game, you know, not many are leaving early.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, that's tough. Preston, do you have tickets to FanFest?
Not yet.
You want them?
Absolutely.
You got them, no problem. FanFest, a week from tomorrow. Big, big day. One of the best days of the year.
Yeah.
It's right up there with, like, if you guys are in fantasy, whatever, football, baseball, and those are great days because you get to hang out all day and drink beers and then do something fun. Fantasy Fest is that times 1,000.
Yeah, it is a good time. And you said beers. By the way, it's a little selfless plug here. Workhorse Brewing Company tomorrow. I'll be there 12 to 4 with Eric Carabel doing a little fantasy football show from 12 to 2. And then you can hang out with me 2 to 4. That's all.
Wow.
Yeah.
You just going to hang out and have beers with the peeps?
Yeah. I mean, Workhorse makes some fantastic beers, so it's an easy sell for me. I'm already there. Well, it would be rude for me not to have some beers, wouldn't it?
It's a good life you have.
You were out drinking
beers with your daughter and wife yesterday.
Yeah, some of my favorite beers. A little Tonewood I found in the neighborhood. Tonewood Fuego, actually.
Tonewood over by me.
Yeah.
You got to go to that foreign country to hit Tonewood.
Yeah, I got to go through customs to get there, but it's okay. It's worth the trip.
That's all right. You know, you got to do what you got to do. Martinez in Reading, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Martinez?
Hey.
Hey.
I know I had a story about Penn State game, but first I want to get to this Phillies. All right, so I'm
I'm downstairs in my living room. My wife comes down and says, come on, let's go upstairs. I see they're losing. I'm like, all right, this game's about to be over. I go upstairs, lay down, wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning to get ready to bed at night. And I look at my phone. Man, I was up for like 30 minutes after that watching that home run. All right, so just I went to a Penn State game about 2 years ago. First head Penn State game I took my family to watch. It goes to overtime. Minnesota scores, and I'm like, all right, you know what? We're out of here.
Beat the traffic.
Yeah, beat the traffic. So I get out to the parking lot. All of a sudden, the stadium erupts. It's Saquon Barkley running in for the game-winning touchdown. So I'm running up to the closest RB. I get there. He says, you missed it. Then I was like, yeah. So they hand me a beer. I drank my sorrows away. My family never lets me live that down to this day. I take them every year to a Penn State game, and I'll never do it again.
Man, if you're only going once a year, you got to play it out till the end, Martinez.
I hear you. I hear
you. Yeah, wow, that's an error on your part. Martinez, yeah. Can you come down to FanFest?
Yes, sir.
Do you have tickets?
No, I don't. I would love them.
Egan, what do you think, yes or no?
I mean, I'm a Penn State hater, so I'm a bad person to ask.
Okay, well, then I won't ask you. You're in, Martinez. Hold on 1 second. So let's, obviously the Phillies are the talk of the day with that walk-off grand slam last night. But Trey, I wanted to dive in a little deeper today, or now. Offensive line last night. You hit on some stuff a little bit, but I think we're going to have to see Andre Dillard some this year. There's a good chance that we're going to have to see Halepuli Vaitivaitai play this year.
Well, I was texting with a buddy last night. I don't necessarily want to trade Big V.
You know what? You're hearing his name less and less. And you know that's a good thing from an offensive lineman.
He's very versatile. Like, if he, and Trey will get into this in a second, if he can pull off guard, then he becomes like a Harriman's type for you.
Yeah.
A guy that can.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.